All right, thank you to the folks in the audience, both of you. Welcome to the January 24th, 2024 meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton. Before we begin, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. On January 22nd, 2024, a copy of this agenda was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you all please join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilman Laker?
Here.
Councilman Cassidy?
Here.
Here.
Here. We'll move now to comments from the public for items listed on the agenda. Do either of the members of the public wish to make any comments on the agenda? Seeing no movement, we'll close the public comment session and we'll move to the approval or correction of the minutes. You'll note that only one set of the minutes made it in the box. Those are going to be the January 3rd minutes. The rest received their final edits from me just in the last few days, so they will be on the agenda for February 14th. I'll also note for the record that the clerk is currently working on some minutes from before her time as the clerk, where she's going to be listening to the audio and catching those up, so those will be forthcoming as well. Those will be identifiable by blanks on the website from last year. So, in that case, we'll table items 1, 2, and 3. We'll move to number 4. Anybody have any comments on the reorg minutes? No. Seeing none, may I have a motion? Motion for Ms. Swetlick. Second for Mr. Kachowski.
Reorg, was he here on the reorg?
No, you're fired. Somebody else make a second. All right, Mr. Strauss gets it. Council President Strauss gets it. Roll call, please.
Councilman Laker?
Yes.
Councilman Kachowski?
Yes.
Yes. We next move to the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor or council member or a member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Are there any items anyone wishes to remove from the consent?
Number four.
Yeah, we got to get better about finding these and not putting them in consent. We'll pull that out. Any members of the public wish to pull anything? Chief? I just wanted to put you on the spot. All right. In that case, may I have a motion for the amended consent agenda?
So moved.
Second. Roll call.
Councilman
Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachowski?
Yes.
Councilman Butler?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Move to reports. Councilman Glazer.
Yeah, we'll be short tonight. Planning board is no meeting on the 15th. The election holiday. The next meeting will be Monday the 4th for a regular meeting. Here, I did attend the Lincoln Valley Lunch and Learn on the affordable housing bill yesterday. There's a couple of hearings coming up with the committees the next few days, so if anyone transpires, I may have more to say at the next meeting, but the changing bill, I would say. The change from Melinda to now, and it might keep changing.
Still not very good.
No, we don't like what we're seeing, but we're hoping that there's a lot of change.
Yeah.
Complicated subject, a lot of complicated, of course. The sewage authority, they had their annual meeting and rate hearing on Thursday the 8th. They moved it from the 1st to the 8th, and it's also at 6, at 8 a.m. starting time, not 6:30. And the Finance Committee will start on a bunch of stuff once that's ready, but I want to mention the township's annual net debt went down by $1 million. The annual debt statement was finalized, so from 14.3 to 13.4, $1 million reduction. So that's, it's been a steady climb from $24 million since 2018 and down from over $30 million in 2008. So it gives the township a lot more flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of hard work by a lot of people, way before I joined council, but the administrator and Brian, well done. That's all I got.
Good. Thank you much. Councilman Kachowski.
Same as Bill with the debt. It's great. Let's keep going in that direction.
Yeah.
We want to be more like the county. Other than that, I have nothing to look forward to.
maybe occasional things we'll have to bond for, but hopefully not so much.
Flexibility.
Correct.
When the debt is low, you can use that.
Correct. Very good. Councilwoman Spitalik.
I wanted to bring up the bamboo ordinance that I've been tossing around. I wanted to get an idea of how you felt about it before I start proceeding with looking at it. I'm okay with anybody's opinions. It just, it was more like prohibiting the sale. I'm curious. I'm getting the impression that we don't want something.
And was it just the sale, or was it more than just the sale?
It got a little more complicated. And I can understand why people might be a little leery on signing on to it. I'm just curious if you would be interested in maybe just addressing the fact that if someone puts it on their property, what happens to the neighbor when it starts coming on their property? Because that essentially is the main problem. So if I were to plant it goes into your yard, that's like my main issue. But I really want to get your input before I go down any more. There's nothing, and the legislation was trying to get passed for the invasive, but bamboo wasn't even on it.
Oh, okay.
And then I guess they threw a whole bunch of stuff in there, so, you know, Murphy went.
And nothing precludes the homeowner who's intruded upon from doing something about what's intruded on their property. It's the fact that it's just so invasive, it's almost impossible.
What problem is this?
It's just to protect the homeowner who doesn't plan it.
But how prevalent is it?
Well, we have one on our open space property over here.
I will say this. I haven't gotten any complaints that I can recall. I don't know. Has anybody else gotten any complaints?
I think we punt at this point.
That's fine. I just want to know.
Yeah. My concern is who's going to enforce it? What's the cost of enforcing it? What does it entail?
What would happen is the person who's getting invaded with the bamboo would call the township.
But that's my point, is that somebody then has to take an action and then follow up. And then make sure that it's, and then they have to, and they have to make a determination who planted it, which side is it on, who's all this kind of.
What about the bamboo that's already there?
Well, that would be grandfathered if you planted it prior. The EC all voted in for favor except for one member, so actually not one member was against having a bamboo ordinance, so it wasn't like a. I'm fine.
It's almost like Orwellian.
I was saying nanny state.
I thought the nanny state. If there's a problem that we needed to address,
okay.
What that problem is.
Chief, you don't want to enforce the ban on ordinance.
All right, well, I think you have your
feedback. I got my hand. It's fine. I was about to EC.
Come back and dress it properly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, at my next EC meeting, I'll
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I thought they could come to us.
Right, because I wanted to hear it, because I kept talking about it, and I didn't think I'd get it.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We know you're
a liaison. Okay. I have a meeting at the North Northern High School Environmental Club about the stuff we'll be doing this year with them, the geocaching and the monarch butterfly garden. I'm going to really need their help, so they're going to meet me over there. The Green Team, we really just went over the application process. Mario has, what is it? Tunnel.
Oh, does he?
Yes. So we just got a shot today. He's the one that we didn't put everything into it. So we all have our own little user names now to go in there and put it in. So it's a lot of work. So he was basically taking us through it. And it is complicated. So it's not easy.
Siri's writing a lot of his emails.
the problem I see here is when we were, bronze. Level. We had, I think it was like April was the first submission, then sometime in the summer, and then one more time in the fall. They've upped it all to just because they want to have like their presentation at the League of Municipalities. Mm-hmm. Just for that, they've moved it all. So our first submission is at the end of February. We don't have any. So.
Next year.
Well, we want to keep our bronze certification at least.
Yeah.
You know, we need to do that this year, or else I think we lose it. EC, we're still discussing sustainable New Jersey grant ideas, but we'll get something in. I wanted to bring up the hunting and land acquisition. Mike is here. We're going to try to get a meeting together with Trishka, Bill, you and I. Last year, we sort of were like behind the ball a little late with getting things together, and then there was problems, and then it was like too late.
Yeah, it's too late to have that kind of discussion.
Right. We really want to like you know, get on this and make sure we get everything done soon. April 10th is the deadline for the newsletter. We want to put an ad in it, trying to get more people. I think if you put in the newsletter, a lot of people, I think some people don't even know about the Huntsman program.
The organization has been run publicized.
Well, that's true. And we have. We've always done that, but I think the newsletter, exactly, exactly. So maybe before...
So that'll publish into April, early May.
Right.
If that's enough time for... Perfect.
Right. Yeah, the lottery will be early June.
Okay. Good.
So maybe we can put... I mean, Trishka, you'll probably be teams. I'll probably be teams. If you guys, you know... I don't know if maybe like next week is that's pushing it. So I don't think it'll take too much time.
Okay. I block an hour.
An hour? Okay. All right. And then the...
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess we have to make a number of things. Last year, you said, Sue, Melissa, I would gather, give you a discussion as to you should allocate that.
Yep.
Okay.
Just give the discussion so you can cover it all again. It's been a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no new properties.
Yeah.
A couple of recommendations. If Trisha says yes, I'll change the paperwork. We're ready to go. Trisha says no. Paperwork's pretty much prepared. I just need to update it for dating and so forth. And mm-hmm. We're good to go.
Yeah. We'll all be on the same page then. Yeah. So. And thank you for suggesting that.
Yep.
Land acquisition, Mike and I also met with Hutterton Land Trust, and Phil Millett is the one who put the call together from the county. I'm calling him Santa Claus because he's just been all good things come with this man. I have to
say, Hutterton Land Trust, and
I've
got to say,
I just want the record to show that.
Yes, definitely. Then.
By the way, can we just go back to the deer program?
Absolutely.
Well, why don't you come up to the microphone if we're going to have a. And now you're making Miss Cecil get her steps in today.
Michael Versa, Open Space Planning Board.
Name that to him. Yep.
Whatever. Just wanted to give everybody an update. I talked to Tom early last week. We're up to 42 deer.
Oh, good. Yeah. We haven't had that many ever.
No, this is a first, and we still had properties that were, I'll say, underutilized. Because we didn't have enough teams to fill them. So I think putting an ad in could potentially lead to an oversubscription, which would be a nice problem to have.
Good. That's great.
Yeah, I think we'll... I had told everybody at orientation I'd like to see 50 deer. I think we're going to get awfully close to that. There's
nice.
Not much time left to the season. It's probably 2 or 3 weeks, but it's possible.
And all the properties, I know 20 acres, but I think almost all the properties, how they alternate from corn to soybean. So next year at 20 acres will be soybean, and you'll be able to see the deer. They're hiding in that corn, you know.
And the corn was taken down so late.
So late. Yeah. So I don't know if all the other ones, I know they always alternate.
You have to,
what their
yeah.
schedule is, if they're going to be soybean, but that was the problem at one day, I know that.
Yeah, I think they took a dozen deer off of Braves Hill.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. They finally had some good hunters on
Braze
Hill. Not me.
No, not me. We're all
the court. All right. Very good.
All right. So now
we want to kick her
out. Yeah.
Bye. It's been swell.
So at any rate, we had a nice call with her. She's going to be, you're talking about different types of funding ideas. This is for the Wendy Hill parcel.
Yep. But let's not talk details too much about any parcels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So at any rate, it's good to learn the process on how this goes. Again, Mike and I are fairly new
yep.
at all this. We discussed another Allerton lot as well. But our main focus is the Wendy Hill. So I don't know if
I thought it was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
They kind of function as a middleman.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll work with Green Acres in the county. They'll actually buy the property and then flip it over to Clinton Township, which is why our attorney has to be involved, because if there's any special wording they need.
And an attorney, we're going to have to find it. If something proceeds with them, we'll have to find a new, yeah.
And the thing I told her, being a rookie, I have to ask them so many questions. And I came right out and said, well, how do you get compensated? And they don't.
No, they're non-profit.
They get nothing.
Yep.
For this. So yep. they I would say that by having them involved, it can help expedite the process because they've done it so often with Green Acres.
Yeah, and it's one person to talk to for the property owner as opposed to having to navigate multiple entities.
Now, on the call, Bill Millett from the county did mention that the realtor knows we're interested. And that realtor has also mentioned that there's other parties involved, but obviously we're not disclosing anything.
Yeah. So, we just want to be careful discussing. Because we'll get to a point where somebody's negotiating with somebody. So, we'll be careful about what we're chatting about.
Got it.
Did you want to say something? Oh, are you done with the Hunt Grant Trust?
Yeah, I have to say, the county open space, they're great. They really are, especially Bill Millett, and also the county, the Parks and Recreation. They're phenomenal.
Oh, they are.
I think phenomenal. So, I mean.
Mr. Tom Shepard's still there? Is there Tom
Shepard? Tom Shepard's still there, yeah.
Treasurer, you can come back.
Okay. Well, that's the end of my report.
Good.
That's it.
All right. That's it. Yeah. Council President Strauss.
Thank you. I have no report for Clinton Township Board of Ed. Historical Preservation Commission, I have received their 2024 agenda items and goals they're looking to accomplish throughout the year. Their next meeting is February 7th, 2024, at 7 p.m. Public Safety, I did receive reports from Chief DeRosa. Thank you. Fire, just have a pending meeting with them.
Yep.
Chiefs. EMS, OEM, no report, and CERT emailed out their 2023 report and a member list that is on our agenda for approval this week. That's all I have.
Very good. On the personnel front, from me, Administrator Close continues to work on filling a couple different vacancies. We discussed some this week. Hopefully, we'll have one resolved in short order, knock on wood. And we're also, because we like them so much, going to try to fill some spots for the chief in the police department. See, I can say something nice every once in a while. I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I think that's all there is for that. And then I think leaf collection went pretty well. We had the Christmas tree collection.
We had a little over 100 trees that he collected as part of the program. He was hoping for more, but again, it's a program that you resurrected after several years being away from it. So I think that Jay has some ideas that he would like to explore for next year. The event will increase the number of trees that are brought back to the township to be recycled and used for mulch. Interestingly, the time away he thought was a factor. He also said a lot of the goat farms are accepting.
I didn't think of that.
I heard that too.
Has impacted
The people who used to use it have now found someplace else to take it.
Well, but I think what we could do next year,
is it in the newsletter?
Yeah.
We were to also send a notice to the homeowners associations. Which we have for the reimbursements.
Yes,
they will push it out because it, and then all this problem, trash has to pick up trees.
Yeah.
So if there's a way,
I mean,
if Jay Russo would drive through once, they might even get them outside. I don't know. There's a lot of trees out.
He also thought that moving it to possibly even bring it to the public works yard might be a
burden.
Not as attractive. And some folks in the community, he thought that maybe we should look at maybe bringing it to the section of Bonk Park.
Oh, that's interesting.
He thought that might also help encourage participation.
That's good.
Two questions. We have a mulcher that mulches the trees?
No, we ran through your clean community program.
Yeah, but we use a mulcher.
It's a tough runner.
We don't buy mulch, do we, as a township?
The only place we bought mulch different than what, because we had no inventory, if you will, last year, councilman, so we bought some last year. This year, we will have mulch to be utilized along the trails in different places.
When the program stopped, we did have to buy some mulch. Because we used to have a brush disposal program
remember,
as well.
But there was an environmental issue.
Correct.
We weren't mulching it quick enough, maybe.
It's because of the volume. The volume of that brush was, I mean, that was a mountain.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've used it. He's deposited stuff like from trees around the, for like 20 acres and trails that are wet.
That's if you have trees cut down, I think they get, they keep the...
Yes, they do. So it's been really helpful to us.
He's already indicated he's going to put some wooden trails already, so...
Just cross that away.
The only other thing I had to discuss on the elevator.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too. No, go ahead.
I was going to say the temporary repairs, they were here yesterday and today. He had it going, he thought it might be going as of tonight, but the gentleman came back to us, there was an additional part needed. So your resolution reflects that it's 7,500 is the not to exceed amount. We actually have to increase that by 4,500 to 12,000.
Oof.
And I want to make note of this now for you and for the public, given that in order to get the temporary repair up and going, given the use of this building for your, not just your meetings, but for as well as your planning and board of adjustment meetings, we have to get it back in service. Ultimately, if this doesn't work, we advise our carrier. It might require additional work and cost, in which case it would be a claim as is a temporary repair based on the damage that we sustained in the basement with the woman. Which, by the way, now is completely dry and nothing damaged. So the cleanup efforts and remediation at the scene have been successful.
If we get that part, do we know when we expect to have it up and running?
He is hopeful. By the Friday closing business, right now the issue is apparently we'll go to the doors now, or we should get in the doors.
Well, that is an issue.
I'm never going to go to that elevator
again. We had apparently a bit of a time on Monday evening getting the stenographer up for the Board of Adjustment meeting.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing that.
Up and down. So that was
We are
a challenge.
When we put the plan in for someone. But we have to undertake the repair to make the building compliant and available to the public for all the various board activities that I just identified.
All right, and then the only other items that I had were rec related. We had the rec committee meeting last night, discussed Community Day, which will be April 27th. I believe that's the last Saturday of the month of April. Perfect. And plans for that rain or shine, that is the day, the only day it will be either happening or not. Hopefully it will be happening. And then...
Were the hours there?
I don't know the hours offhand, but it'll be the same, I think, as last year. And then getting ready for the Easter egg hunt, which they hope to have back at the middle school again for weather reasons. That time of year especially makes sense. And we're continuing to work on the grant, which we'll talk about in a minute, actually, for the playground. And the committee's looking at different layouts and possibilities for that. So, all good stuff. All right. If we don't have anything else, Chief, did you want to have a word?
Yeah. So, we're starting to move along on speaking of preparing for National Night Out. We're already starting on that, the Junior Police Academy, to get things rolling. Our accreditation team is really rocking on that. We're realizing that there's some things that need to be fixed, and we're fixing them, which is the good thing about this. Our evidence audit will be done Tuesday next week. We have a lot of destruction of evidence. That's, we have to actually fill out the paperwork properly. We're going to take to the incinerator. But he'll be here, I believe, Tuesday. They should be. Took a little longer than anticipated because with a lot of work to meet the standards which we're going. Changing a lot of policies, so I spoke to them today. It looks like probably by the end of March, hopefully that will be done with our stuff, and then they come in for a pre-inspection, and then we should hopefully be finalized by May or June with the final blessing. So that's going to be a huge accomplishment. But what it's really realizing is they're battle-tested policies. Nobody's perfect, but we're trying to really, you know, make things the best that we can, and that's why this process is so awesome. So, looking forward to that.
Good.
Yes.
Terrific. How is Detective Akers doing at the middle school?
She's doing great. I met with them, signed off on the form they needed to. She asked me a question today about some problems with the buses. She's been following, coming to me first. I said I can handle it. One thing I do want to mention is last night we had two officers at the board meeting here at high school. Apparently they're having some issues again with them. So they had just gotten contacted by the board attorney, and a nice gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he gave his cell phone number. They want four officers for Tuesday night. They're having a special meeting in the auditorium.
Okay.
CTMS open to that?
No, I think the high school.
High school.
Yeah, so.
Oh, because they're moving it from the ministry?
Yes, ma'am. They're ramping up, and I'm sure it'll.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Yeah, I was going to ask how the specials were doing, because I think we're full on the specials there now, too, right?
Yeah.
Full complement, rather.
Great. He's waiting on his uniform. He's there and ready to close, and they're real happy and good so far, so.
Good.
Good addition.
Fantastic. In that case, we'll close the reports. We're going to move next to a public hearing. This was kind of, I don't want to say terribly last minute, but somewhat last minute. We have to do a public hearing for the grant application that we are making for the playground. So this is a $750,000 grant for, it's for inclusive playgrounds that is being offered by the state, one per county. I believe it is. I think it's set up for one recipient per county. A number of towns are applying for it. I think the county's even applying for one.
Do they have already?
They do. I think they're going to look at one for the south end of the county.
Oh.
So it is a competitive grant. We do have our grant firm working on it, but we do need to have a public hearing to solicit feedback on the concept, the playground. We don't have a concept plan yet. It's still all being sold. It's at a very early stage. It doesn't have to be fully baked to apply for the grant, but we have to have this kind of a public hearing and discussion about it. So.
What people would like to see, do you have a preliminary, the information you post on the website? Do you have some additional information you need to provide relative to the cost? It's essentially, to get full funding the project as it's laid out, we actually need $1.5 million. We have to come up with balance. The funding for beyond the 750, what would then happen is if you received a lesser amount than the township, you would modify or have the ability before the grant is finalized to modify the scope of the project according to what you felt you could afford and should be contributed to have it before implementation.
And the thought process is that we have to do an ADA compliant playground at Marukin, which is not. We're committed to doing it. It's not the same as an inclusive one, but if there is grant money available to make what we would have to invest in it pretty much anyway, make it better, why not?
Does that grant company have other places we can apply for a grant?
Yeah, so there's another grant opportunity we're probably going to pursue for other equipment. Probably, well, we'll discuss it, but I'm going to suspect it's going to be a bunt. We haven't talked.
Yes, there's another project. Grant councilman that we've asked them to work with us on. The maximum for that particular grant is $100,000. But given the parameters of that grant, it's usually for a smaller, a more defined purpose, like a rehabilitation or an upgrade, as opposed to we're talking about building an all-inclusive playground. I don't believe the two will have to cross over and supplement each other in this particular case.
So obviously this is the most attractive grant we can get.
Oh, yeah.
For this purpose. For this purpose is specifically inclusive.
Correct. This is a Jake's Law, Green Acres.
The one up on is not inclusive.
No. Oh, no, it's got, though, you can't even get in it hardly. That's hopefully going to get fixed in the off season, but we have to follow up with Jay on where that's at.
It's exciting, though.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah.
It's sorely needed, especially with where the Field of Dreams is, and it's just, it's good timing. We just have to work out the details.
Well, as soon as you guys get it all built, the Open Space Committee is ready to put, like, a nice bulk tree planting.
There you go.
We're just going to get the forester, tell us what to plant, and we're going to plant.
Fantastic.
That's what you're all doing.
All right. If unless there's any other discussion, I'll open it to Mr. Public. Nothing? All right. We'll close the public hearing. And that was a... I think that's sufficient for our needs. The deadline for this is February...
17?
Something, I was going to say 14, 15.
No,
17 makes more sense than...
February, that's good.
16, something.
Later on, we do all change of use. That's supposed to happen.
We do have to do the change of use. Mr. Sylvia is aware because it is passive recreation. We have to change it to active. We have been through this. Yep.
It will be the same as we went through.
This is the same sort of notice, 60-day wait and all of that. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're some ways away from putting your shovel in the ground, however, it might as well get the process going.
Yep. It's at least 4 to 6 months.
Right.
A process.
Yeah. But when you apply for the grant, you're basically saying we will be doing the change of... Okay.
Yeah. And we've done one there before, so I think it's fine.
Or do we might have still the billboard somewhere?
He kept it, I think.
Good.
I think.
Good.
Anyway, we have to change the details on it.
Exactly.
Or at least the posts.
Yeah.
All right. With that, we'll move backwards in time, and we'll go back to resolution number 2024-43. Mr. Strauss is... Council President Strauss is recusing himself. He doesn't have to go far. The resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton recognizing the North 100 and Fire Alliance and authorizing reimbursement for certain expenses. And we do this every year. Yep, thank you. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sutton?
Yes.
Mayor
Mullen? Yes.
Would you like me to get Mr.
Jones? Yeah, sure. He's on his way. I think he was leaning on the door. If he had pulled it, he might have fallen. We'll move now to resolution 2024-45. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton awarding a professional services agreement to Supply Cleaning and Company for accounting services during calendar year 2024 in an amount not to exceed $35,000. This is our auditing firm every year. It's standard. Same old, same old. Any questions?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second. Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sutton?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Mullen?
Yes. Next, we have resolution 2024-46. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton awarding the professional services agreement to Larry Provier and Mott McDonald for calendar year 2024 for engineering services. And not to exceed a cost of, I want to say, I'm going to change that to amount, not to exceed an amount of $155,000.
Yeah, the number wasn't in the resolution. I'm like, well,
I'm blank. I think it says it's since been updated.
Okay.
Yeah. I think yesterday or, yeah.
Quite an impressive bill sheet.
Oh, the rate sheet? Yes. Yes. Any questions? This is just going to authorize the administrator and I to work with the clerk on finalizing the agreement as well. For Larry does a good job. So, if no conversation or discussion, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Sutton?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Mullen?
Yes. Next, unless Administrator Close has something he'd like to tell me, I think we're going to table this resolution. So, very good. So, this resolution will be tabled for now. And we will come back to resolution 2024-40-48. This is a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton appointing the members of the 2024 Community Emergency Response Team. This is the CERT team, our OEM coordinator slash CERT coordinator advised me that he's been on some classes and some meetings with the county OEM folks, and they say that typically most towns will appoint the or at least acknowledge them by resolution, so we're doing that here. Yeah. And we just, as per usual, I hate as per usual, but as per our prior practice, we just haven't been, so we're changing.
I'll second it.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchas?
Yes.
Councilman Slitman?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Melham?
Yes. I'm now going to, on the fly, introduce an amended resolution. This is Resolution 2024-49, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton approving an emergency repair to the elevator in the hallway located at the Township's Public Safety Building in an amount not to exceed $12,000. Change it in the title and in the resolution, please. I'm going to make the motion.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchas?
Yes.
Councilman Slitman?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Melham?
Yes. If someone can't see that we have to fix the elevator, I can't help them. No new business, no unfinished business. Correspondence is there. I haven't read through the whole thing yet.
It's the old Merck building. They're making storage. They're trying to.
Yep. It is a lot of storage.
Well, you know, all these apartments going up, people need places to put their
stuff. Oh, that's self storage.
It's self storage.
I don't know what relief they're looking for.
Yeah.
I think it's
not self. Probably an easy conversion.
Can you knock down that traffic light?
Please don't open that can of worms. All right. Public comment for items not on the agenda. Does the public wish to make any comment? Public shakes its head no. And in that case, having no executive session, Mr. Glazer, do you have something very important to say? May I have a second? And roll call, because we have to.
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yes. Not as quick as Mark's meeting.
But pretty good.
Yeah. Actually, the conversation we had after with the administrator and I lasted longer than a month.